outlawed were not only the fraternities, but also gymnastic societies. This was another ruse that had been used, students had used, to engage in patriotic demonstrations, nationalist demonstrations, really, was to use these sort of gymnastic societies. This has a long tradition in Germany. It's still maintained, certainly maintained in the late and largely unlamented East German government. It's very interesting as one thinks about this connection between nationalism and its relationship to now the conservative forces determined to restore order in Europe. It wasn't simply calls for national unification that was seen as subversive and dangerous. It was anything that suggested popular sovereignty. Anything that suggested that sovereignty or the real legitimacy of any state resided not in a dynasty, but rather in the nation or in the people. It would be in the 1820s and in the 1830s that things like folk songs, folk tales, began to be collected by German scholars at the university. The Brothers Grimm and their fairy tales in the early 1830s. Were arrested by the Central Bureau of Investigation for sedition because the fairy tales, the folk tales, and so on, seemed to imply that the people really represented Germany and not any individual dynasty. So even anything like that, something that suggested that there was an order, a legitimacy to life, to the polity outside the monarchy, was seen as dangerous and was to be repressed. Germany then, after 1819, after the passage of the Carlsbad Decrees, Germany would see slowly the, quote, subversive, close quote, elements of society under close supervision. There would be hardly a hiccup in Germany in 1830 when France experienced another, as we've seen, mild revolution. There were certainly no sparks of revolution that flew across the Rhine in 1830, just as they hadn't in 1789. But this desire for some sort of closer German union, some sort of notion of popular sovereignty, was there in Germany, not in the masses, but certainly among the intelligentsia, waiting to be tapped. In Italy, one sees similar developments. Most of Italian national sentiment and most of the expressed desire for some form of Italian national state would be directed, as it was in Germany, largely against Metternich and against the Austrians because of the Austrian occupation of much of northern Italy. Italy, even more than Germany, after the Congress of Vienna and before it, was a geographic expression rather than any sort of coherent political entity. There was not even a Holy Roman Empire in Italy to hold the various parts of the country together. There was the Kingdom of Naples and Sicily under a branch of the Bourbon family in the south. There was the Papal States, this band of states across the center of the peninsula dominated, of course, by the Vatican. There were smaller states, Parma, Tuscany, and so on. In the north, Lombardy and Venetia, two extremely rich and important states controlled by the Habsburgs. The Kingdom of Sardinia under the House of Savoy was really the only national Italian dynasty in the entire country. And it would hence be seen by a great many Italian patriots, those who hoped to see the creation of an Italian national state. The House of Savoy, Sardinia, or ultimately Sardinia Piedmont it would be called, would be the focal point of much of the hopes and dreams of Italian nationalists. The national movement in Italy was suppressed largely by the Habsburgs and by other conservative rulers in the 1820s. It was kept alive by secret societies such as the Carbonari, who were forced underground, but who continued to agitate, continued to organize. Most of this was not, I think one shouldn't get the impression that these are attempts to mobilize mass political support. It really is a kind of cultural consciousness raising and political consciousness raising, arguing that there is something called Italy, just as in Germany, there had to be an attempt to raise the consciousness of Germans to think about there being something called Germany in a political sense. This was the job of the intelligentsia in both Germany and in Italy during this period of restoration.